Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too, too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use. One day I'm walking down my block.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Thursday in the Doghouse, a talk radio program devoted to educating the dog-owning community about everything you ever wanted to know about dogs. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer. I am a professional dog trainer, and I work with dogs of all ages and all breeds. I'm also an obedience trainer, but I also work to help resolve specific behavior problems like fearfulness, separation anxiety, aggression, house training problems, and a variety of other issues our dogs can present with. I also work a lot with puppies, and that's the subject I'm going to discuss with you today. Many people purchase puppies at this time of the year, but to be perfectly honest, this is actually the worst time to bring a puppy home. And I'll explain why in just a few minutes. For those of you who might be tuning in for the first time today, Thursday in the Doghouse is on every Thursday morning right here on WNJC 1360 AM from 10 to 10:30. If you'd like to listen to any of my previous shows, you can hear the podcasts right on my website at jerseydogtrainer.com. All you have to do is click on the page marked Rini's Radio Show. Before we get started today, I hope you don't mind, I'd like to tell you about the many services that I offer right here in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and certified behavior consultant. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Your dog needs training. Hi, I'm Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, and I train dogs using only positive-based methods. My services include private training right in your own home. I also offer group puppy kindergarten classes starting at 8 weeks of age and group classes for adolescent and adult dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the dog super nanny and owner of My Best Friend Dog Training. And Rini and I have a lot of information to share with you today about puppies and what you need to know about raising them during the holiday season and throughout the coming winter. As Rini had mentioned earlier, our subject today is buying puppies or dogs during the holiday season, which is the worst time to bring a puppy into your house. I'd like to talk about this for a minute. I mean, we've been talking about when is the best time to purchase a puppy, you know, for the past year or so, and we are constantly, you know, trying to get the message across to folks out there that do not buy a puppy for Christmas. But I know that somewhere in our audience there is a parent that has been, you know, begged for a puppy by their child, and they just want to do it, and no matter what we tell them, they're going to do it anyway. So if you do plan to buy a puppy this Christmas, or if you have purchased one already, I would like to talk to you, and actually Rini and I would like to talk to you and guide you in what you should do, what you shouldn't do, and some of the problems that you might encounter because you brought a puppy home for the Christmas holiday. Rini, I had a couple of questions that I had set for you, and one of them was, you know, How does the frigid weather play a role in housebreaking issues?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, it plays a big role because it makes it very difficult for people because a lot of times you try to get the puppy out and it's freezing or it's sleeting or if it's snowing, puppy doesn't like it out in the cold, so the puppy is very reluctant to put its feet down on the wet surface, or the puppy doesn't want to go out when it's so cold and wet. And so people get frustrated because puppy won't go potty. And then they bring the puppy back in after 5 or 10 minutes, and then within a very short period of time, like seconds, puppy's going to potty on the first absorbent surface it can find. Also, I've heard, you know, where people say, oh, I don't like to go out in the cold. It's too cold. I don't like to take the dog out all the time, so I only take him out a few times a day. Well, that's not too good, because then the puppy's still going to have a lot of accidents. So this is a bad time of the year, and so weather does present many, many challenges to getting our dogs out for potty. The other thing, too, is, you know, the weather being bad, it doesn't always make it so great to take the puppy out for a little walk to get it socialized. So, you know, so then we have a bunch of frustrated new puppy owners who are ready to tear their hair out, and then they call people like you and me, Karen, to say, if she keeps having accidents in my house, I'm just going to have to get rid of her. I mean, to me, that's a nightmare situation, and that's the last thing a trainer wants to hear, or a breeder wants to hear, or anybody wants to hear, because it's very damaging to the puppy to have to lose a home so soon after it's gotten to its home. And people do that. It's not like they have a guilty conscience about it either, because their expectations of the puppy is way too high, and they fail to realize that this is just a little baby and doesn't know what it's supposed to be.
You know, I tell all new clients of puppies, and it's like childbirth. They forget about the horror. A puppy is the worst thing you could ever have. I mean, it's like better off, you know, getting an adult dog from a shelter. But I mean, it's a wonderful experience. It is, and it can be rewarding, but it does have its challenges. You know, we forget about those challenges. But I want to get back to the Christmas puppy or the holiday puppy. You know, you had mentioned, you know, a very good point, and that is, you know, the puppy is going to go out there and it's going to find the first thing that it could relieve itself on. But at the same time, when the dog comes back into the house, you know, any body, whether it be a human body, whether it be a dog body, when it enters cold temperatures like that, the blood pressure rises.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is all the blood starts to pool in the area of the heart. The first thing that anybody will do, whether you're in ice water, whether you're in cold weather, is you will have the urge to urinate.
Right.
However, the same thing happens when you go from a cold room or a cold environment into a warm environment.
Mm-hmm.
And that you release urine. And the reason why this happens is so that the body could thicken up the blood and it could keep the body warm. But even more tragic, with you know, the challenges that you'll be having with dogs brought into the house at the Christmas holidays is you're going to be introducing this dog to complete chaos the first week that it's in your home. And, you know, I do believe in chaos, but I like organized chaos. So, you know, organized chaos is, you know, introducing the dog slowly to new and more exciting things over a period of time. Not just throwing him into, you know, into a war, basically, and having it struggle and try to adjust by itself. And, you know, Christmas Day or Hanukkah or any of these holidays that we have, you know, over the winter time is a very bad time to be bringing a dog into the house. Kids are going to be screaming. There's decorations everywhere. There's all kinds of dangerous things around, you know, holiday ornaments and trees and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But on top of all that, I find that dogs that are purchased or brought home during the holiday season or during the winter months have a very poor time socializing. And this is where people like Renee come in, because she's an expert, you know, group class trainer. And she gives puppy classes and adult socialization classes, but more important, she has puppy kindergarten classes.
That's right.
And it's really important that if you get a dog for the winter, especially a puppy, you need to get it in a puppy kindergarten class immediately, because it needs to meet kids. It needs to meet adults. It needs to meet strangers, tall, short, black, white, all different races, loud sounds, the sound of carts or you know, introduction to funny-looking things like somebody wearing a hat. I mean, these are the kinds of things that we need to instill in a puppy's brain so that when the springtime comes around and it runs into something that's unusual, it gets been there, done that. Don't you agree with that, Renee?
Absolutely. And here's the other thing that happens, and this can happen at any time of the year. Too often, people will bring a puppy home, and you know, under the guidance of their veterinarian, they're told not to take the dog anywhere out in public until the puppy has had its full set of shots. Now, we've discussed this before on our programs, but it's certainly worth mentioning it again. We don't want to argue with vets. We, you know, vets are absolutely necessary, and we need them, and they're experts in medicine. But what many vets fail to understand is that there's a very short window where you can actually socialize your puppy. Puppies,
that's up to 12 weeks, right?
That's up to 12 weeks. Well, yeah. Now, after 12 weeks, it becomes a little harder. If you're going to start at 12 weeks, you've already lost that opportunity. If you have been socializing your puppy, let's say when you get it at 8 weeks, and you're taking your puppy out and about and introducing your puppy to everything in its environment that it's going to see for the rest of its life, then you're doing a very good job. So by 12 weeks, we have a happy, healthy, emotionally stable puppy. But if the vet is telling you not to socialize that puppy until 16 weeks, more often than not, your puppy is going to start showing fearful behavior. Now, here's the other thing that I want to mention. When you get your puppy, whether it's Christmas or whether it's in the spring, which is certainly the best time to get a puppy, you need to introduce your puppy to everything outside, people, places, things, noises, novel stimuli like flags on a lawn or kids running around the street, you know, playing ball, or another dog walking along the street who is friendly. But a lot of people tell me, we're not very social. We don't have a whole lot of company here in the house, or we don't know a lot of people, but we do go out a lot. Well, here's what happens in the life of a dog. They don't generalize very well. So puppy can be friendly. Puppy can be so wonderfully social outside the house. But if there's no socialization inside the house, that means somebody who they don't know is walking through the house, knocking at the door, coming in as a guest, and puppy freaks out. Because puppy has not met this person or not met any person coming in the house. So,
what I'm going to interject there.
Yep, go ahead.
Just a second, do you mind?
No.
You know what's crazy is that, you know, somebody's going to get a puppy this Christmas, mm-hmm. or this Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or, you know, whatever holidays they celebrate, or, you know, even if they don't celebrate a holiday, come buy a dog in February, okay?
All right.
And puppyhood is going to come and go. And the puppy's going to be like 3, 4 months old, 5 months old, and they're going to say, you know what? That dog's super nanny, and that Jersey dog trainer, they're lying. Well, they don't know what they're talking about, because my dog seems great. But guess what, folks? At around 9, 10 months old, a year old, that's when you start to see the effects of poor socialization.
Mm.
Not necessarily during puppyhood. Some puppies will show it right away.
Yeah.
But usually it starts to rear its ugly head around 9 to 10 months old. When that dog has teeth that are nice and grown in and they're strong and they're sharp, that's when you start seeing those crazy behaviors that Renee just mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the other thing, too, is, you know, if we don't get those puppies out for walks, that's the other thing. You know, then they don't, they're not leash trained. The weather also inhibits that. You know, how am I going to walk my dog when we have a foot of snow out there? Well, you're actually not going to. But you can put the puppy in a car and you can take him to a box store and maybe walk your puppy around the store and have him meet other puppies or other dogs and people in the store. If you are afraid of putting the puppy down on the floor because you're afraid that there's germs and things like that, well, you know, so we respect that. So put your puppy in your arms and then kneel down and let your puppy sniff the other dog while you're holding your puppy. It's just very important that your puppy see other dogs that don't look like his litter mates.
Exactly.
You know.
Hey, Ray, we're going to take a short break right now, if that's okay.
That's fine.
I'd like to share with the audience some of the services that I offer in the Central Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and behavior consultant.
Knock yourself out,
girlfriend.
Are
you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse, right here on WNJC 1360 AM. I'm here with my co-host Karen Fazio, and my name is Rini Premeza. And today's topic is talking about puppies that are purchased around the Christmas and New Year holiday and throughout the winter. One of the things that I want to talk about is what do we do in a puppy class? But before I even talk about that, I want to invite our callers. If you guys, if anybody out there is listening and you have brought a puppy home in the last month and you have a question about house training or you have a question about a particular behavior that your puppy is showing, please don't hesitate to give us a call today. We have a line open just for you. It's
256-732-7077.
Let me repeat that. 856-232-7077. So we hope that somebody does call us today because we want to help you out. So I offer puppy kindergarten classes, and many other people do also, many other trainers do also, and they're enormously helpful to socialize the puppy and to also teach the puppy some very basic obedience behaviors that will help throughout the puppy's young life. One of the most important things that I teach in my puppy classes, we do a lot of handling exercises. I have my clients will hold their puppy. They'll touch them on each front paw. They have to pick up each hind paw and just gently touch the puppy's paws so that when it goes to a groomer, which it should by the way, by the time it's 12 weeks old, there's another socialization aspect. Take your puppy and have your puppy groomed. Give it a bath. Get somebody to just lightly clip its nails before it's 12 weeks old. So we do a lot of handling of the paws. We touch the ears so that the veterinarian can examine the puppy and put its fingers in the ears or put a piece of equipment in the ear so that they can see down into the ear canal. So we do that. My clients bring their puppy's brushes into class, and they're asked to brush the puppy all over its body. So handling exercises is very important, because you would be surprised how many adult dogs out there start biting and growling when somebody goes to pick its feet up, or somebody goes to do an ear exam. You know, we want these puppies to be really, really easy to handle at the veterinarian's office or during the grooming process.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So, and we also teach the puppies to sit. We teach the puppy to lie down. And we teach the puppy to come when called. And we also work a lot on leash training. So, you know, if you don't put that leash on your puppy, and you figure you have a backyard and you're not going to have to walk your puppy, you're making a huge mistake. I get calls all the time from people who tell me my dog is fearful, or my dog barks like a crazy dog when somebody comes to the door. And I'll ask them, what type of exercise are you providing for your dog? And they say, well, he's outside running around in the yard all day, and that's his form of exercise, because we don't have to walk him because he's got a backyard. Wow, that is a huge mistake. So you need to walk your puppy. You need to take your puppy everywhere. But put that leash on your puppy and put a harness on your puppy now, because we don't want to put any pressure on that puppy's trachea until it's close to being an adult. So you can keep a collar on if you like, and you can put the puppy's ID tags on your puppy's collar. And that's required in my class, that the puppy has ID tags. But get your puppy out and teach him a little bit about leash walking, because you're preparing that puppy to be an adult. So make sure you do all this work. Once again, before Karen talks to you about fear periods, I want to remind you, you can call us if you have a question about your puppy. Our line that's open right now is 856-232-7077. Give us a call. Karen, there's something out there that's called fear periods for dogs. Can you explain to our listeners what that's all about?
Yes, fear periods are happen throughout the first couple of years of a dog's life. And the reason why they appear is so the dog can learn new skills. We need to be kind of impacted by things in our life. And, you know, believe it or not, children go through these things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Children go through stages of their development where they're afraid of certain things. Then you see, like, around, like, 9, 10, 11 years old, almost every kid you meet is into the macabre. You know, they're reading ghost stories and they're doing stuff like that, because they're kind of, like, coming out of that now, and they're a little bit more brave. But It's all the education that they had before that to help them prepare for that. One of the things that I want to stress before I even discuss fear periods, if anybody that has a new puppy, do not bring that puppy to a dog park.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
Do not. I want you to avoid it like the plague. It is a place, unless it's highly supervised, which most of them aren't, your puppy can have adverse experiences, even though you don't see them happening, or you think the dog is having a good time while it's being rolled around and chased around by adult dogs. It looks like it's having the time of its life. Later on in its life, that'll rear its ugly head, and it usually does during a fear period. So please avoid puppy parks. If you want your dog to socialize and play off leash with dogs, then do as Rini suggested and enroll them in a puppy class. I'm sure that Rini offers classes, and there's a lot of trainers in the area that do offer classes for adolescent dogs and older dogs too. So your dog will always have an appropriate place to socialize with other dogs in a supervised environment, but avoid the dog park. Now I want to discuss a little bit about fear periods. And fear periods are kind of like the time where all of a sudden your dog might be fearful of something. You know, it might have seen blowing bags in the street a million times during its early, you know, development stages, and then all of a sudden one day it starts barking at it and lunging at it. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the dog is, you know, emboldened and wants to attack it, but is fearful of it. The first fear period that involves humans is around 12 weeks old. And this is up to this time, it's a very impactful learning period. But around that 12 weeks of age, they will start to fear things. And usually there are some trainers out there who are under the impression that this is the best time to start obedience training a dog. That's another fallacy. Please don't wait until 12 weeks to start training your dog. You can enroll in a puppy kindergarten class and start doing it right away. Dogs do not start learning at 12 weeks of age. They start learning the day they're born. But it is during this time that if you do present the dog with scary things, such as a dog park, such as fireworks and things like that, without following it up with something soothing, your dog will be afraid of that the rest of their lives. Another fear period starts to happen as the dog is exiting adolescence and becoming an adult, and that's around 9 to 10 months of age. You see this fear period particularly prevalent and very visible in breeds like the German Shepherd, the Pit Bull, you know, more of the bully breeds, you know, where, you know, they'll be passing a garbage pail on the street that wasn't there the day before, and they'll start lunging at it and barking at it and carrying on. As an owner, this is your opportunity to soothe your dog, redirect your dog, take him away from it. Do not bring your dog to the scary item to show him that it's okay. I know some people say to do that. I don't. If your dog is afraid of it, move away, or you can stand back up away from the item as far as you can, until at which point your dog is calm. Then you can start rewarding the dog with food treats or praise or something to help him walk it through it. Another fear period is around, you might see one appearing around a year, and at 3 years of age, believe it or not, there's another one that pops up. So, do you have any questions, Rainey?
Yeah, I do. You know, there's so much literature out there, Karen. I mean, your fear periods are a little different. The timing is a little bit different than what I've learned, but I do agree that they're going to pop up at different times. And the interesting thing is, for me, is that I don't see every dog that I meet go through a fear period. It may either not happen or it's not so obvious, but when I do see it, it's pretty strong. But I'll tell you the truth, I see it at 9 weeks of age. And that's why they say get a puppy at 8 weeks so that you develop that relationship before the puppy goes into a fear period. So that's one of them. But that's not the most common one that I see. The common one that I see, can happen anywhere between the 4th month and the 12th month. So you're right in there when you say a year or 9, 7, 8 months. I see it a lot at 6 months. I had a dog, a beautiful German Shepherd dog in my class, just recently, and I believe that she is now in one. She's 6 months old. Mom reports that she's great with other dogs and she's gone to a lot of places. But when she came into my class, she was just beside herself. So we didn't continue class with her because she wasn't thriving. So, you know, she's going to do some other stuff, privately. So, but you have to be very careful during a fear period. If you can't get annoyed with your dog because Uncle Charlie has been coming for, you know, every month for the last several months, and now all of a sudden you're getting scared of Uncle Charlie. What the heck's the matter with you? No. You can't do that.
And you know what? The other thing, and you mentioned it just now, is that these fear periods do vary depending on the breed of the dog. I mean, I've seen German Shepherds have fear periods at 16 weeks of age as opposed to 12. So, you know, it isn't really something that's written in stone. I think every animal is an individual, like a person. You know, and we say the same thing about socialization. I mean, most of us will agree that the socialization window closes at 12 weeks, but there are some out there that believe it might be 14 or even 16 weeks.
Right.
So, but these are general guidelines that you want to keep in mind. So if you do see these odd behaviors happening, you'll know that your dog is in the fear period.
Right. You know, before we, of course, we only have a couple minutes. Before we go any further, I just want to stress that if you haven't gotten your puppy yet, please, please do your research about the breed that you're interested in and make sure that breed of dog will be good for your own lifestyle. If you are a very laid-back individual and you don't like to do a lot of work, do a lot of exercise, please don't get a very, a working dog because they're born, or working dog or a hunting dog because they're born with tons of energy. And also,
well, the other thing too is, you know, your energy level does play a lot into it. But, you know, if you're a very busy person, you got a million kids running around and you're hectic, you know, you may live an active lifestyle, but that an active dog may not be for you.
Yeah, you got a lot to do. If you have a lot to do in your life, you really shouldn't get a puppy. Not at this time anyway. Wait until your life settles down. But Karen, this is such an important topic. I think that we should talk about it again a little bit maybe next week. I don't think we have a guest. So we need to close. It's 10:30. I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same here.
And I wish our listeners to have a happy holiday, whether you're celebrating Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Christmas. And Karen and I will be back next week to talk more about dogs right here on Thursday in the Doghouse from 10 to 10:30 on WNJC 1360 AM. Talk to you later, guys.
Good holiday.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
I'm glad you're home. Where you been? Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop chop. If I don't get out soon, the cord's gonna pop. Twist and shout, ooh, I gotta go out. No, I'd love to stay and talk, of course.